27 hours, live and local. It's Fifi Fev and Nick's World Record Show.
Powered by Underworks.
The Fox.
It is Fifi Fev and Nick for your Thursday evening. Just got 8 minutes past six. Stuffing our faces full of chinchin. It is dinner time. We've been on air since 5:30 a.m. this morning, going all the way through to 8:30 tomorrow to set a Guinness World Record.
Yes, we are at the 12-hour and 38-minute mark. We are breakfast radio presenters. That's our shift, 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. Not eat. We've even passed drive. Is drive still on, or are we in the evening?
No, I think drive's on. This is Susie and Aaron.
Oh man. Now, this is a big coup because somebody who is very familiar with breakfast radio hours, and he is gearing up for the front bar tonight on Channel 7, 8:30. Good mate of ours, Mick Malloy.
Mickey boy.
Hi, guys. How are we all?
Whoa, good.
Living the dream.
I can't believe you've gone 12. You haven't had me on until the 12-hour mark. Who have you had in front of me?
No, we wanted a lift up. We wanted a pump up, and you're the best.
Well, it's all happening. Personally, I would have played a 12-hour music marathon by now and just coasted home. But you got me. How's it all going? Everyone happy? You're a bit of a five-minute footballer, Fev. You'd be struggling, wouldn't you?
Oh, jeez.
Well said.
Hey, Mick, well said.
No, it's funny.
Yeah. How's it funny? Mick's never kicked a football in his life.
Okay.
Hello.
Just so saying. It's all going well here, Mick. Everyone's nice, cool, calm and collected.
You
only
probably
15 hours
about
to go.
My radio. He's probably better at me than radio, but he can't talk about football.
Mate, it is what it is. We're doing a football show tonight, though, and you were on it, and you were very good, I have to say.
Thank you, Mick.
Unbelievable. Such a good show.
Who's on tonight?
Mason Cox, that idiot from Collingwood, who ruined Richmond's chances
of taking
four
in a row.
So that'll get ugly. We're also going to talk to the very first slider. Got any guesses? Who do you think? The first slide for the MND Big Freeze. Who do you think it'll be?
I'm going to say a singer.
No.
Okay.
A footballer, surely.
No.
Netballer?
No. All right, I'll give it to you. It's Ben Robert Smith.
Oh.
It's Ben Robert Smith.
Is he going to go down with a leg?
Be a big barrel of laughs for everybody. Hey, I'm injuring.
Going to call himself Eileen.
Guys, I'm in the front bar head office, and I'm looking around the table. There's a couple of other people here who might want to say hello. Firstly, Andy Murray.
Hey. Hello, crew. How many hours in are you?
12 hours and 40 minutes.
How many cups of coffee have you had?
Hardly any.
No, not many, because I reckon too much caffeine will dehydrate you and make you more tired when it gets to the later end, Murray.
And plus, you've got to get to the toot fev if you're drinking too much of that stuff, and you don't need to be doing that. It's a remarkable thing that you're doing. So well done, and congratulations to the lot of you.
Thanks, Mara. I missed you and Gazy this afternoon from 3.
Well, that's because you've been busy doing something else. When are you going down to Princes Park to fix up the kicking of our number 10, Fev? Everybody at the footy club wants you to get down there and sort him out.
Well, Murray, I've thrown it out there, and there's only so many Ravens I can send with a message, and he doesn't want to come back. So he doesn't come back, and he doesn't want to listen because he thinks he knows it all, and he doesn't because he keeps shanking him, and we keep losing, and he's costing us games, Murray.
Well, Fev, when I'm president of the football club, it'll be the first call that I make, but that's a long way from being. Hey, Nick wants the phone back, so when he wants the phone back, I've got to give it to him.
Of
keep
course.
Up the good work, you lot.
Well, thanks, Andy.
Cheers, mate.
I believe you've been on for 12 hours and haven't got round to Andy May yet. Hey, hang in there while I pass you on to the new host of Sunrise, Sam Pang.
Sam Pang!
Hello, Fief, Nick, Fev.
G'day. So good to hear from you.
Well, hey, it's cool. I just wanted to pass on my best wishes. You know, I love you all. I just want to know why you haven't had me on the show in the last 7 years.
We've been throwing it out there, but
you
just keep
saying no. We've been wanting you, since you're no longer our direct competition, we've been like begging you to come on the show. We'd love to have you.
Well, yeah, well, that's nice from you and Fev. Nothing from Cody.
No, I'd love to have you on.
We're involved in a feud that I'm unaware of, Nick.
Pangy, is Sunrise going to mind that you start at 7 a.m?
Monday to Thursday?
Good deal.
How did you get that in your contract? Oh, I was so jealous of that.
You should all have that in your contract. Well, who wants to? That's 6 till 7. You just play a couple of best ofs, and that's you. They'd be fine.
Just the Friday off. That's the killer.
Yeah, Friday off's nice. I just wanted to ask you. So, how many? What was it? 12 hours in.
Which 12 hours 43, Sam.
And what's the goal?
27.
Which is, I reckon, about Yeah, about hour 24, it'll be a Lord of the Fly situation.
Yes.
How would you have gone pangy with that big brown dog and Chrissy Swan in a room by yourself for 27 hours?
Brownie would have eaten us by that.
Would Chrissy get her steps in?
Yeah. Yeah, she would have got her steps in. Yeah, she is walking, and I should probably do the same. But also, Fev, you were magnificent on the front bar.
I missed you there. I just thought you were just trying to avoid me because I didn't jump in the Hyundai with you one day to do a talk.
Oh, that's right.
What?
Yeah, that was a dark day in my career. I almost didn't come back from that.
Well, Pangy rings me and says he used to do a thing for the footy club, and he said, mate, well, I do this chat for the footy club. It's for Hyundai.
For Carlton.
Because he's a massive Carlton man. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm in Yarrawonga. And he goes, well, I'm not coming to Yarrawonga. I said, well, I'm not coming to Melbourne. And that was it.
Yeah, it was one of our better chats, by the way.
Ultimate standoff. Oh my
God. All right, listen, I better hand you back because, you know, Mick, Mick hasn't been on air for about 5 minutes. Now, so
of course.
He's getting the tally. But seriously, all the best to you three. Well done.
See you, Pangy.
Thanks, Sam.
Cheers, Pangy.
Don't you know, if Sam had signed up to do 24 hours of radio, he wouldn't have turned up to the first 2 hours. You know what I mean? Just the way he rolls. Well, there you go. And lots of good wishes from the team here. Good luck. Keep it up.
Cheers, mate.
Mick.
And thanks for squeezing us in. Who have you got coming up next?
No, you're done. You're the end.
We're about to watch you on TV, so we can't wait to watch you, which will be great.
You can do a running commentary.
It'll get us going for it. There's an hour gone, which will be great, full of laughs.
Front bar, 8:30 on Channel 7.
Yep.
That's right. Mason Cox, Titus O'Reilly, and, of course, the very first ever slider this year. hang about. It's got to be a big one. I'll send you a secret signal, all right?
It's Mick Molloy on the Fox.
The timer is on, and every minute counts. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
We, Fev, Josiah, we're in the middle of marathon show broadcasting 27 hours live radio. But here is an answer for Alpha Bucks if you are playing it on the 2nd of June. Okay, here we go. Alpha Bucks, 10 questions in 30 seconds. Every answer is going to need to begin with the letter S. And the question we're giving you the answer to is a pizza topping.
Salami.
There we go. Sauce. Sausage. Salami.
Sardine.
All of those. There we go.
Snags.
That could get you closer to 10 grand.
It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
Yes. 13 hours and 16 minutes into our world record attempt. We've got to get to 27 hours. Oof. And Melbourne, you're getting us through this. We've got our open line, 131060. You're streaming us live on YouTube, watching us in the studio, cheering us on. We love all of this. And we also have witnesses. So not only is there Pete Fairbairn from Guinness, he's the official adjudicator to make sure that we are completing this world record accurately, because there's so many little technical things we've got to cover off. But also we have to have two witnesses constantly watching us, independent witnesses.
That's right.
So many of you have signed up. And at the moment we've got Lauren and Michelle out there, and I don't know how many hours they're into this at the moment because it's all a blur. But Michelle's in the studio. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah,
hour
good.
And 17 in, these
You're
girls.
An hour and 17 in.
Yeah.
We are. Into your four-hour shift.
Into my four-hour shift.
But you're no stranger to shifts. And actually, you've got some advice for us.
100%.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a custody officer.
Right. Ooh. That's in jails, yeah?
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, correct. Wow.
So you deal with prisoners that are trapped in small spaces for long periods of time?
Smaller than what you've got.
Ooh.
So if you were to put the studio in quarters...
Really?
You've probably got a little bit more room than what they've got.
They get to weigh in there, though, so swings around about.
Very confined when you want to do number twos, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah. So what is the advice you could give us?
When they are at their lowest and for some reason they all attract to me to talk to them via the trap, so emotional, about to go to court, my best advice for them, don't look at the big picture. I need you to go hour by hour.
That's a great advice.
Wow. Don't look at the 27th hour.
No, just get through this hour.
At the 14th hour.
Love it.
Just small targets, little targets, push through before you know it, bang.
And they're like, yeah, mate, but I'm doing 28 years.
I'm about to go on death row. It's nearly 12 o'clock.
But you're not there yet.
It's your last supper. That is, Michelle, that is great advice. Somebody who wants some advice from you also, we're benefiting from that. But your husband, Darren, has called the show on 131060.
Is he in jail? Is it one of those hookups?
No. Bring home some chin chin.
Darren, Michelle's husband, hi.
How are you going, boy? How you going, dude?
Yeah, we're going good. We're loving spending time with your wife. Thank you for loaning her to us.
You can keep her there if you really want to, but I really need to know one thing, though, from her.
Yeah, ask away.
Yeah, what bins go out tonight? Is it the recyclable or the garden?
It's the blue recycle bin and the little green bin.
No worries. Cool.
Hey, Darren, I'll give you a tip as someone else who has a bin night on a Thursday night. What you do is you just bring out the weekly bin and then do your other bins rotate?
Yeah.
Just have a look at what the neighbours have got out there.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. Sometimes I just put them all out there and just hope that they take them.
Well, that is true, but it was a bit cold to be running out there and then coming back in. I thought I'd just ring up and see what it is in one shot.
Why not, hey, Darren? Hey, it's an open line, 131060. Call for anything, but we're glad we could get Michelle to help you with that. Have a good night.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Darren. Thank you. And Michelle, thank you. David, it's nice to have you in the studio.
Got it. You'll smash it. You guys have got it in the bag.
Hey, Michelle, you know when you're speaking to the prisoners and they're speaking to you through the trap in their isolated surroundings?
Correct.
Do you lie to them?
Depends what they want to know.
Yeah.
Depends what they want to know sometimes.
Because if I was on the other side and someone was facing life, I'd be going, yeah, just take it 1 hour by time. And then you'll go back to your mates at the team and going, he's stuffed.
Well, we've got to deal with it when they get out of court. So sometimes you don't want to sugarcoat it too much.
Yeah, true.
Oh, brave.
Always be truthful.
Come on, mate. You didn't steal that many cars. Just relax, champion. You'll be right.
It is Fifi
Don't Fermanic. Admit to all of them.
Oh, murder. Miley Cyrus, Flowers. Now it's just gone 9 minutes to seven.
27 hours. Live and local. It's Fifi Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
We are halfway, my man.
Oh, look at that. Fee. Fee's on the...
Fee!
I'm talking!
Fee, you've got to get up.
On. She wants...
I'm on the microphone down here. Hi. Fee. I'm just doing a really big stretch.
That is... That is so... For the people watching on YouTube right now...
Do you to let one out?
No, don't.
Doing that after eating $100 of chin chin is very brave.
Can you make them after with a fuel-injected double jointed?
Hey, we're gone for 27 hours. Like Nick just said, it's 13 hours and 30 minutes, which means we're over halfway. Woo! We're halfway there.
Take my hand and we'll make it, I swear. Oh, living on a prayer.
Hey, sorry to everyone listening. Just due to the rules, we are singing all of the songs until the 27
hour. Do you
guys
know that's the next song we're playing here at the Fox?
Are you joking?
No, I really? Listen.
I'm not
joking. Save that for tomorrow morning. Is it amazing?
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer now.
What are you mouthing, Liam?
No, no, no. What I'm saying is, yeah, we logged this for halfway through the
And program. Did we just happen to just start singing that?
Mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
We're pretty cool, aren't we?
Don't, mate, stop saying log. I really need a break.
Toilet breaks are a thing. Hey, this hour we've got a big one as well. A listener that called us this morning had a life-changing moment that we were a part of.
This is disgraceful.
We're going to catch up with her after Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Oh, that's disgusting.
We're trying to do a show in here.
That's disgusting.
It's a world first. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
Yes, it is our world record attempt to get this in the Guinness Book of World Records. We've got to go 27 hours and it is 13 hours and 37 minutes. And remember way back when we did the breakfast show, which is our usual shift. That's what we usually do.
Yeah.
6 a.m. till 9 a.m. Just 3 hours. Just a lazy throw. It does feel lazy now when you think about it. We at 7:53 this morning. We spoke to Leah, and Leah was gearing up to go in and have a baby at 11:15, and we now have Leah from Doreen on the line.
Hi, guys.
Leah.
Leah, congratulations. What have you got?
A little girl.
Oh, congratulations.
A little baby girl. How did it all go?
Really well. She was born at 11:45 this morning. She's 6 pounds, so 2.7 kilos, and her name is Millie.
Oh, hey, Millie.
Beautiful little Millie. Oh, Leah, that's so exciting. We didn't ask you this at the time. Is this your first?
Second.
Oh, wonderful. So she's got a big brother or sister?
She's got a big half sister.
Oh, beautiful. And is she thrilled?
She is.
Just a girl clan.
And how are you going? So right now, are you with Millie at the moment? Have you had your dinner?
Yep, had dinner in the hospital. Lovely partner standing here looking at me. Fev, he's a massive Carlton supporter. They actually played the theme song in theatre for us.
Oh, did they? Oh, she came out to da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. It's a girl. We love Millie.
Do you know what, though? No, that doesn't. Unfortunately, I did that to my daughter, Leah, when she was born. The Bulldog. She came out to the Bulldog theme song and she barracks for the Tigers. Yeah. So, that's
Leah, a shame. Leah, did you make a little banner for Millie to break through as she came into the world?
No, but they took the drape down so we could see her.
Oh. Yeah, the little blue drape.
Well, that's beautiful, Leah. Look, you enjoy yourself, and this is a beautiful time for you and your family. Yeah. Sending you lots of love, and you were part of our world record attempt.
Keep going, guys. You're doing a brilliant job at it.
Hey, Leah, and you know what the best thing is? By the time Millie's 30, we might win a premiership, which would be great.
Yeah.
Let's continue now at the Fox. I tell you what, the music is happening tonight. We've been dancing in the studio. This is Ja Rule featuring Case, living it up at the Fox.
Everybody to be living it up.
If you want to follow along what's happening in the studio, fox.com.au. You can watch us during the songs, the ads, live on air.
It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
14 hours, 13 minutes into our world record attempt. Yep. Guinness will put us in the Guinness Book of World Records if we can get to 27 hours. And we couldn't do this. Well, without you, Melbourne, you've been amazing. It was supporting us all day. Get the phone lines open.
YouTube, live stream, the comments.
Yeah, hi to everyone watching on YouTube.
In the household, Boxy.
And we've got witnesses who have been coming in every 4 hours. We've got Lauren and Michelle out there witnessing, making sure we're doing the right thing. And lots of staff.
Just smashing chocolate bars.
From the Fox have been here behind the scenes, toiling away. And one of the staff members that's helping us, and it is not her department to answer the phones, but she joins us now, and she's a very dear friend of mine. We have been friends. Tintinite. Come Tintinite.
Sorry,
young
I went
and
to Hallam High. What?
So.
Were they called defendant?
Cal record, it wasn't me.
And I have been close friends since we were 12, 13, year seven. And now you work here.
I do.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah, how nice. Tomorrow morning.
But how nice to have like a dear friend you get to work with and see, and particularly you supporting us. Sorry, separate to you guys.
Well.
But this is funny because I reckon, Bev, you might have heard this story before.
Yeah, I've heard it.
I'm nervous to tell it because my mum's never heard the story.
I forgot my name.
Sandra hasn't heard the story either.
And that's Nick.
That's Nick. Nick, you might. I don't know. But so when Kel and I were in, I'm going to say, was it year 11 or year 10 even?
You were 15.
I reckon it was year 10.
16.
Year 10.
So September school holidays, my mum and my stepdad said I could go. They were taking me to Surfers Paradise and I could bring a friend. Well, hello, Kelly Dixon.
And you thought it was an early schoolies for year 10s, didn't you?
We hung out on Cavill Avenue.
Kel was there. You know this story. Remember when we, because what I would say to mum, we were like 15 and we were allowed to go and hang out on Cavill Avenue till like maybe 9:30 or 10 o'clock was our time. We had to come back to the hotel.
Well,
Pearl. But do you remember we went and had a drink on Cavill Avenue. Do you remember that guy? I was 15 who was throwing ice down my top.
Yes.
And then
it was all eye-opening for all of us.
I never knew, and I probably only just developed, and I didn't know you could.
That was swish.
I didn't know.
Steph Curry.
But this old festy man was throwing, and do you remember we threw ice back at him, and then he chased us, and we ran into a car park?
I don't remember that. That worries me that we were so irresponsible.
Well, we were then so irresponsible, so we wanted to get to nightclubs.
How can you get cranky about that? Huh? I don't want to question this man.
No, I think we threw the water and ice all over his face over his shirt, and then he cracked it. We then tried to another memory. We tried to get into
Cocktails and Dreams.
Yep.
And I had a fake ID. Do you remember this, Kel? Because I tried McLovin. To remember.
From Superbad.
Superbad, McLovin, no fake ID.
Hawaiian driver's license.
I don't know if you remember this, but it was we had fake driver's license, fake IDs, and I'd remembered it. I was remembering it, and I was ready to say, like, when they said, your name, Lisa Hind, and this is my birthday. But the guy just out of the blue, the security guard, when we were going in, he goes, how old are you? But I was ready for what's my date of birth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I went, 18.
Oh, no.
Anyway, fast forward to you tell this bit of the story.
Well, we couldn't get into any of the clubs on
because you're 15. Because you're 15. Saying it. Yeah.
And I had a paper fake ID, which what use
what?
Is that?
Yeah.
I
know. Like a note.
Yeah, it was
like
1960.
A, you know, yeah, it was.
It was not. Don't let him age.
Anyway, we were approached by a guy who said he could get us into a nightclub. This is really a tale of warning.
Yeah. We've got children.
I
Imagine
know.
If our children
this
did
is terrible.
This.
They will.
And anyway, so he said, get on the back of this tuk-tuk, which we did. And he started taking us down the highway. And we arrived at this amazing nightclub, or so we thought. And we went up these rickety stairs.
Yes. Bouncers. They were like big
bouncers. Big burly guys. And it turned out it was a strip club.
There were all these naked women in there. And there was like
lots of
lingerie. We got free entry.
But
there were just old, festy men and then strippers. And they just looked at this. We were like bait that just got thrown in. These two young 15-year-old girls. And I don't actually know how we got out of there.
Liam Neeson, I think. Yes. Particular set of skills.
That could have gone very... Two 15-year-olds getting in the back of a
so
bed
immature
truck.
From Tinturnians.
I know.
And we're school captains and prefects.
We've never told our mums. I know.
Well, there you go, Pearl.
Or our children. Now we'll have to admit it to our children, which is even worse.
Now Pearl knows what her daughter's really like.
No, she does not.
We made the right decision to leave.
Correct.
So in the end,
you had to get one decision right. At some point in the night, you're you were due for one.
Were you hearing this song? Was this on? Was that on? There we go. Just trigger you a little bit?
Yeah, let's dance. Yeah.
That's not quite on. That's just in the background.
I remember it well.
Might have to play that later. It is Fifi Fevenick live here at the Fox right now. Let's get on One Republic, Runaway, their latest song.
I think you're going to play Genuine. You're
I
not.
Can. We'll get that soon, actually, at the Fox.
Timer is on, and every minute counts. It's Fifi Fevenick's World Record Show. The Fox.
I want to run away right now because I'm joined by my very dear friend, Kelly. Stan Bannis, but Kelly Dixon, when you and I went to the Gold Coast with Mum.
To the Rippers.
And we accidentally ended up at a strip club.
It could have been strippers.
Look, lots could have gone wrong. And we did just tell a story. And both of us said, I hadn't told my mum, Pearl, and Kel hasn't told her mum, Sandra.
Well, I'm ashamed.
I'm so glad when Leon just said your mum's calling
through. Oh, no.
Kel said, I'm leaving, but you're staying here for this. Are you there, Mum?
I am here.
Mum, say hi to Kel.
I enjoyed that sharing.
It's Trixie's there. Oh,
Trixie loved it.
Mum, that's on you. No. What is she doing awake? It's 5
that's
to 8.
On me?
Trixie,
that's
good
on
story
me?
For show and tell.
Yeah, Mummy used to be a stripper.
I know. What is she going to say now?
Well, that's a shame.
What do you think about
that's
that, Pearl? Your daughter at 15 went on a tuk-tuk, went with a strange man and went to a strip club.
I understand that, Fev. I didn't actually know that, but how stupid am I to let them go out?
No, not at all, Pearl. That's not on you.
That's not on you. That's on your daughter.
Yeah, Pearl, did you keep the receipts for Tintern? I'll be asking for a bit of cash back.
I might go and talk to them. That'd be a good idea. No, I feel now that I should have gone with them. I'm sure I wanted to.
Oh.
I would have expected to go with them, perhaps.
I know. I'm just trying to think. By the way, Mum, say hi to Kel. She's here.
Hi,
Pearl.
Hi,
Kelly.
Hi.
Lovely to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you again.
It's so funny, isn't it? It doesn't matter how old you get.
She is.
You talk to your friend's parents and you're still like, hello, Mrs. Maloney. Great to see you.
Mum, I've got to be honest. I can't believe we did that, actually.
No.
Did you not know we were trying to...
Go along with the time I found the cigarettes in your pocket and you said they belonged to somebody else?
When was that?
Oh, that was a long time
They definitely
ago.
Weren't mine.
Oh, definitely 100%. Not yours, they were in your pocket.
Katie's?
They were in your pocket.
Yeah,
don't rattle, mate. You're singing
snake.
Like a canary.
Oh, you're a snake.
Wow. Yes.
Absolutely chirping.
There's a lot of things I don't know.
You know you've had cigarettes.
Actually, Pearl, we were pretty good. Yes, that was just our one misstep. Other than that, we were ideal.
we were awesome.
Well, see, I can't remember back that far, Kelly, but
okay,
you might be right.
Pearl, can I offer these two some cheese? Because there's a couple of rats in this room right now. They are snitching on everyone.
What sort of darts did you go for, Pearl? Like an alpine, or is she like a Winfield Gold, or
Stivos? Do you know what? I can't remember what it was, but I have a funny feeling it was an alpine.
Yeah, alpine.
Because I think she might have thought that was a bit milder than, you know, having
It's got the mint flavour.
Hold on, Pearl.
Oh, yeah. I've got a feeling.
Pearl, I never knew you were a ciggy connoisseur.
Pearl's more of the green type.
No.
Hey, of course,
listen,
smoke responsibly.
Nick, I watched a lot of television back then, and that's all we saw on television, lots of ads. I know all about them.
You know, I'm not just sucking up because this is my mum.
You're sucking darts.
Never smoked a cigarette, so they actually weren't mine. I'm not a smoker. I was never a smoker, was I?
No, you weren't.
No,
never.
There you go.
It's just a vague.
So how did they get into your pocket?
I think I was holding them for a friend.
I think you said they belonged to somebody else, but I always took that with a grain of salt.
Oh, I thought you believed me.
It's got real cocaine Cassie
how
vibes.
And so Trixie's in bed now, Mum? Is she listening?
Be honest, Trixie's not here. Trixie's in bed. Yeah. She didn't hear
it. She's gone for a walk
in service
paradise.
I see her.
No, you won't. No, you won't.
Mum wanted to be a stripper.
Bye, Mum.
And Granny's a smoker.
Bye-bye.
See you, Pearl. We'll speak to you later on, no doubt.
27 hours. Live and local. It's Fifi, Fev and Nick's World Record Show. The Fox.
Fev is lying down having a massage at the moment. Dimmy's doing a great job. Is it sending you to sleep, Fev?
Nah, it's just she's really good.
Oh, I know. I can tell.
Dimmy tricked me. I heard you know the claps at the end of the massage?
Yeah, I thought it was about the end. I'm like, I've only been on here for 15 minutes. That's not long enough.
How long are you... You're just trying to ride this out until 8:30 tomorrow morning,
Well,
Fev.
She's here for an hour. Are you for an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't want one. Fee wants half.
You're not getting one, Nick.
I don't think. It might put me to sleep. I want a cold shower.
Josiah?
Can I get like some
Yeah, Josiah needs one.
You
sorry.
Get one.
I apologise.
I have to press the buttons. Can you come around here and do it, though?
No, see, Josiah can't move.
Josiah needs one.
Oh, yeah, James can do it.
And the YouTube comments, because people are seeing now just the amount of work Josiah... Is
are
the
you
glue
getting
to
lots
the show?
Of love on YouTube?
I wouldn't know. I'm not reading them.
He's keeping this whole thing afloat, and the comments are all Josiah should get credit in this world
I
record.
Agree.
I don't know about that, but he should get a massage.
It's not why I do it.
But it's on air.
But we are, guys, 14 hours and 48 minutes into our world record attempt.
Oh, no.
And do you know one thing that is getting us across the line, and that is our mates, and we have a mate who's called in to check in on how we're going. It's Yuzi!
Look, the massage sounds good.
Yes, it is, Dave.
Massage sounds good. It's great. Really good.
You're all right, Yuzi. Have you powered down for the night?
I'm in a taxi in Sydney, guys. So, I mean, it's just we're all tuned in. It's like we just can't get enough. Can they make it? Will they get there? So you just clocked halfway. Is that right?
Yeah, an hour. Hour and a bit over.
Yeah, right. Wow. So, I mean, it's still a long way to go.
I know somebody said to me, Hughesy, oh, guys, you're over halfway. And then our boss, Mad Mando, just said, oh, guys, only 12 hours to go. That sounds horrendous.
Fee, I know this. Sorry, Hughesy. Fee, this is going to sound bad. It sounds like a sentence that HR should be called about, but you need to get that jumper off. Now, hear me out. That since you've put on that soft lavender jumper, you're cuddling in. It's
cozy,
almost like a snuggie.
Ready to go to sleep.
It's slowed you right down.
It actually has. It is a bit comfy.
Cold flannels. How are
have
you,
Hughesy?
Have you
been drinking, by the way? You all sound a little bit drunk. So.
No
alcohol whatsoever. We had to sign waivers to say we wouldn't drink alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what drugs have you been taking? I feel like passing around.
Nothing.
Yeah, look, this is going to get real messy, guys. You're like the frogs that have been slowly boiled, you know? You don't realise.
What are you doing, Hughesy? You're in a cab. Where are you off to in Sydney?
A gig, if I know.
The Rippers.
No, I just at the Comedy Store. So yeah, I'm going to go to bed, guys.
Oh, you're on your way home.
You're going to that little apartment that you can't talk about.
No, I'm not. What? No, I'm just going from the Comedy Store to my apartment here in Sydney. So right now I'm in Oxford Street. So I could just drop off here and party hard, put some leather on, and
get into it. One man float. I like it.
There's massage just here as well, guys, if you want to.
I think they're a bit different, bro.
But Yeah, look, I just, you know, you're not, none of you are driving home after the show.
We're not allowed. They wouldn't let us drive. Oh, actually, Fev drove
in. I drove in because my Uber didn't come.
Yeah, no, but no, Fev, we
you're
had
not to... driving that car. You're leaving but, that car.
There. Yeah, Fev said he's going to leave it here like Dusty Martin at the G after the grand final win.
No, you have to, man.
We'll go party with Serena Williams somewhere and come back.
I think we're hoping to talk our boss Mad Mando into that. If we get through it, that is, that should be our reward.
But it's normally a 3-hour show, so you've got, you're doing like how many shows in a row?
Two weeks, pretty much.
So I don't think you can get, you'll have to come back till August.
We're not carrying Tommy.
Hughesy, I'll say this too. We do knock our boss, Mad Mando, a lot, but she's here for the long haul. She's staying all night.
She's been here the whole time. It's amazing.
She's doing the whole thing with you.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
And she's not going to go to sleep.
No.
She dressed up as a bumblebee, Hughesy.
Well, she's not going to go to sleep now, but, you know, it's only 8:20 at night, guys. You sound like...
It sounds like we woke you up. What are you talking about?
You're in an alternate universe right now.
So. Mate, I'm getting a massage. I can't be too up in a bed.
Your massage is relaxing me too much.
Yeah.
I've got no water at my apartment either.
Do you have a tap?
Just shut the water off. Is it broken?
Pay your bills.
Hughesy, you might enjoy this. Hughesy, we're streaming live on YouTube, so anyone listening right now, they can tune in and see us on YouTube. Just head to fox.com.au or all our socials have links to it. And we just had a comment from Naomi, and she said, my daughter just walked in and said, why are you watching a middle-aged man getting a massage?
Just here, mate.
That's what Fev's saying too.
Hughesy, thanks for coming on, mate. We'll listen to you in Sydney in the morning, mate.
Is that close?
I'm concerned for you guys, right? So,
Hughesy, you're special again on Amazon Prime. Ridiculous.
Amazon Prime.
Can't find it.
Just check me on Instagram.
Mate, it's the best. Fev,
can Fev watch my show while he's like, you know, he can watch it.
I don't want to go to sleep, man. I've got to go stay awake till 8:30.
Well, Hughesy, call us on the way to work tomorrow, please.
I will. I've got to try to pay for this taxi. All right. So, okay. All right, I'll go.
Use your Bitcoin.
Use my phone to pay for the tax.
Use your Bitcoin.
Bye.
See you, Hughesy. It is Fifi Fevenick right here at the Fox.
Mate, he was flat.
Yeah, he's sounding a bit tired. He's had a big day.
He's old.
He is.
He's usually in the home asleep by now.
It's Fifi Fevenick. Hey, let's get on Joel Corey Manike. This is Head and Heart at the Fox.
It's
Fifi Fevenick's World Record Show. Powered by Underworks. The Fox.